Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
The Beastie Boys are suing Chili's for their classic 1994 song Sabotage being used in a social media ad without their permission. So here's the thing. Deceased Beastie Boys member Adam Yauch. He included a provision in his will prohibiting such uses as third-party usage. The Beastie Boys alleged that the commercial resembled their music video for Sabotage. The replica gun that Alec Baldwin was holding when Rust cinematographer Helena Hutchins was fatally shot couldn't have been fired without someone pulling the trigger, said the man who made the replica Colt 45. Travis Kelce might have shared on Netflix's Receiver that a suite at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas cost $3 million.
You guys want a suite or?
No, I can't.
That's their $3 million?
No, I have a good conscience.
You guys were teaming up with like a couple of players or something.
No, we talked about it, but like he got Christian got a nice deal. Besides that, it's just like you guys are gonna be fine.
No, $3 million, that's a lot. But you know, Taylor was there. Netflix released a trailer for The Perfect Couple about Amelia Sachs set to wed into a wealthy family who faces intrigue when a body is found on the beach.
Is there something that you wanna tell me?
It all feels a little traumatic for an accidental drowning.
Why do you ask people to sign NDAs? Pardon?
They're rich. Kill someone and get away with it, rich.
So it stars Nicole Kidman, Liv Schreiber, and Dakota Fanning. It looks good. Fly Me to the Moon also looks good. It's in theaters today. It's a comedy drama during NASA's Apollo 11 mission.
Now that we know the whole world will be watching, we need a backup of the moon landing.
You mean to fake it?
What?
No one can ever know what we're doing.
I cannot accept that.
They will shoot you.
Here's the thing. It stars Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson. But there were a lot of people back in the Apollo 11 days that really thought that NASA was faking it. Zombies keyboardist Rod Argent has suffered a stroke and had to immediately retire from touring. And Creed singer Scott Stapp says he took being accused of ripping off Eddie Vedder's stinging style back in the 90s. As a compliment, Shelley Duvall, the actress known for her performances in Three Women and The Shining and Popeye, has passed away at 75. Strangely, she lived in Blanco, Texas. If you don't know where that is, well, it's a really small town in the middle of nowhere. I'm just saying.
Let's talk.
I just want to go back to my room.
Why?
I'm very confused. I just need a chance to think things over. So don't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you. Stop swinging the bat.
Yeah, that's one of the more intense scenes from The Shining. She died in her sleep after being bedridden and in hospice care for months due to complications from diabetes. And a dirt alert. Y'all, Savannah Guthrie was on Watch What Happens Live with her Today co-host, and she talked about how she had lost a tooth at a Christmas party.
The next thing I know, the morning I wake up, I'm like, I feel like I was missing. It was like a molar.
A molar was gone.
And everybody, I was like, where is it? And I'm like, maybe it's at the Pebble Bar. You know? Yeah, it was gone. And then the funny thing is, it was like Christmas, it was busy.
She
like,
let it go.
For
no,
weeks.
No, longer than weeks.
She's like, you didn't
I was
get
like,
that
go
toothpaste?
To the dentist.
You couldn't see it. It was a molar.
Who lets that go? And a Kardashian alert this morning. Kim Kardashian met Gypsy Rose Blanchard on The Kardashians.
Why didn't you just stand up? Why didn't you just
call the police?
Call the police and this, that, and the other.
And did you tell your dad?
I didn't because I didn't even know his phone number.
Yeah.
My mom literally had put a block on our relationship. I could have done things a lot differently and it would have ended with my mother being in prison.
Apparently, Gypsy Rose was reaching out to Kim on social media seeking to collaborate for justice reform. I don't know. The whole thing sounds like a fishing expedition. I don't know. Anyway, all right, that's it. That's all I got for you. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I feel sick at my stomach.